Happy with the progress of the offense heading into the opener?
Yeah, just excited, to be honest with you. But we're certainly, we thought we had a positive and productive preseason, training camp and preseason, and we've come out of it healthy, and we got a lot of things accomplished. So we're excited about to see the opener.
What challenges do the Packers present?
Oh, they're a very talented group. Obviously, you look at them, and they're a different team than they were a year ago. Everybody is. But Dom Capers, with the systems they have there, they've had a number of players that have been in that system now, veteran players. They've been a top 15 to top 10 defense over the last 5 or 6 years. So we know they're a very talented group, but good on the front end and the back end.
How is Rashad Greene developing in year two?
Good. Again, like we said, we always challenge the young players, whether it be a Rashad Greene or a Ben Quayuk or A.J. Cann, you know, to take that step. It's a similar step that the Allen brothers took from the previous year, or Blake Bortles. We always like to challenge those guys, and they have somebody in front of them to look at. And when you come in as a young player and you've got a number of young players in your group, but you see the tremendous strides that they made from year one to year two, like Robinson and Hearns made, I think that, provides a good challenge for Rashad. And, he's been good, and we're happy with his progress so far.
Are you seeing those signs out of him?
Yeah. And he does some things. He's certainly a different type of route runner than they are, but he has his own unique set of skills. His ability to start-stop is probably the best among that group. So he's got great change of direction, and he can get up to speed very quickly from a stop position. So,
is it good. Easy for you to tell how much more comfortable Blake is, even just in meetings, now that it's second year?
We see it, I guess, as a staff in our tempo, mm-hmm. his ability to get in and out of the huddle, his line of scrimmage mechanics. Again, whether it be alerts that we have built in the run game or checks in the pass game, the questions that he asks in the meeting rooms. You can just certainly see he's definitely more comfortable.
Is that where it usually does show up first when a quarterback is?
Yeah, I think when you see the tempo, yeah, and the guy being able to get in the huddle and call a play and not struggle with the verbiage of it, and to again have a mental picture. He's always has a very good mental picture. You know, we certainly during the course of practice we try to keep the tempo of practice going, but in between plays as I'm giving him the plays. You know, he'll come back and quickly verbalize what he saw or what he didn't see and what he should have seen or didn't see. So, that to me has been much more clear this training camp and this preseason. Go ahead.
You mentioned tempo.
Yeah.
Is that important for giving the rest of the offense confidence too? I mean, does that just sort of build?
Yeah, we believe so. I think that should be a strength of ours, just based upon, the continuity within the group, and to be able to get the line of scrimmage and dictate the tempo against defenses. I think that's an important part of the progress that we've made. I think our players would agree with that. They feel better about it when they're going. Let's go. Let's get the plays. Let's get in. Let's get out of the huddle. And let's dictate the tempo to the defense. So I think it's been positive. Again, a lot of that's dictated by the quarterback and his ability to get to the plays called and get him up to the line of scrimmage.
Capers has been around for a while. How has he found new ways to kind of move guys around and surprise offenses?
I just think that he does a great job of utilizing the personnel that he has. And, he added, Julius Peppers, and he's always been great. Since Clay's been there, done a good job of moving him around and trying to create mismatches in terms of how he uses him as a rusher, and really both of those two guys. But, they've got some strong people inside, that we've got to be very aware of. Sam Shields has developed into one of the better corners in the league. We've seen that. We really like, safety position. Clinton Dix is a great player, and again, he's developing into one of the better safeties in the league. But I think he just always does a good job of utilizing the players and finding matchups in what he does on the defensive side of the ball.
How does having two starting caliber running backs allow you to kind of surprise and dictate the flow of the offense?
Well, again, for us right now, they just complement each other so well. We just had an opportunity in the preseason to see that, but certainly as a coaching staff, we looked at it. We just felt the two of those guys, they create different problems, we'd like to believe, in their running styles. And we keep them both fresh and they both stay healthy, then we think we've got a pretty good 1-2 punch.
Relative to the running game.
What's that?
Relative to the running game, what does it mean to have Brandon Lindley back this year?
He's huge. And we made the position change, which we're extremely excited about, and we really like the things that he's done as a center. But like you said, just having him back up front, whether he was playing center, guard, or whatever, he's one of the better offensive linemen on this football team. From what he provides, not only as a player, but just the leadership standpoint, he's a natural leader. I think the rest of the guys in that room gravitate to him, and they would have gravitated towards him if he were a guard. But the fact that he's a center puts him in that position of leadership. But he's just a really good player, ascending player.
Is it fair to say, though, that your inability to run the ball, consistently last year was because he wasn't out there?
I think there's a number of pieces to that, but certainly he's a big part of it, and we're excited about that. Having the running back situation it is right now, that'll help as well. But there's no question that having Brandon Linder back, that he provides a physical presence up front, and so you can't replace that.
How did Jericho look at left guard in the Cincinnati game?
There's a lot of talk of always, he had a matchup inside and he got put on his back, he got tripped. On a one possession. But I think, right now, he has shown some very good signs throughout training camp. And so, the guy is still, learning the position, but I'm very, very, very comfortable and very confident in him going forward.
Can you get more technically about that move inside? Is it because of his footwork? Does he just have good technique that can allow him to move inside?
To excel, yeah. I think that, again, he's very good. Where Luke is good at is where it's, and again, he's good at a lot of different things, but he's good at short area. When he's in a short area and there's not a lot of distance between him and the defender, and he can get his hands on the guy and lock up on the guy because he's got great balance there and he's got good initial strike. We could move him out and play tackle again. I'd be very comfortable. But if you ever look, if you were to find something that he can pick up on his game or where his game can get better at is in space when he's facing a player in space that's got distance between him and that player. But again, he's shown progress at both positions, but we really like some of the things that we saw at him in guard.
One more on the running backs. Do you feel comfortable calling a play for can they run the same stuff? Or when you're game planning, you have these five plays for TJ, these five for Chris?
Well, we kind of like to believe they can both do them all, but there's certainly some plays that we feel like one guy is better than the other. And, we kind of were aware of that when they go into the game. But really, we designed the game plan. Those players know all of the plays, and I'd be comfortable calling our entire package of plays with either one of them.
I know you don't use fullback a lot, but do you think you've got a better feel for how you can use that in certain plays and areas this year than you did last year?
Again, we haven't been put in a lot of those situations, in the preceason games. Certainly, we had Tyson. We were able to use Tyson a year ago if we're going to go to that lead fullback. But there was, we've done a good job, in my mind, of developing our tight ends and our one-back tight end package. So we've got a little bit of both, and I think it forced teams to have to prepare for both. Maybe we'll have a fullback in the backfield, maybe we won't. But we feel comfortable with those personnel packages that we have right now in those situations.